Blog that exists Talk Radio. Face the earth.
Indeed it is. Good evening, y'all. Welcome to another edition of the Christopher Smith Show. People, tonight I'm going to be talking about money. Yes, I'm going to be talking about money tonight. Why am I going to be talking about money? I'm going to be talking about money because when it comes to money, there seems to be one of the biggest misconceptions of it. Money. So welcome to this October 13th edition of the Christopher Smith Show on the Blog Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Christopher Smith, and thank you for being here with me. Honestly, you guys could have been anywhere else in the world, but you said, hey, that dude is at it again, and I want to be part of it, and I definitely appreciate it. People, I'm going to tell y'all something about money. Money comes in a whole bunch of forms. A lot of people don't understand that your word is a form of money. They don't understand that trade is a form of money. There was a time in history where we used salt as a form of money. That's why salt, the word salary, stems from the word salt. Money is trade. Money is the balancer. Money is the great equalizer. But we all need it. The great Mike Tyson once said sometime around 1994 or 1995, money is your God. If you think it isn't, try living without it. But people, that was a once upon a time when we didn't use money. We used gold for trade. And what happened before they outlawed the ownership of gold and wanted to build up all the gold in Fort Knox, we actually traded with gold. There was once upon a time where the money that we use today was backed by gold certificates. It's not now. The average person don't understand money. The average person don't understand that when it comes to money, doing something like saying something, like all you have to do is print more of it, and that's the way to go, is in fact not the way to go. But there are different forms of money. There are credit cards, food stamps, and the latest to join the list of spent, the stimulus. Yep, that's right. The stimulus check has made it to the list of money. Why do I want to talk about money? The reason why I want to talk about money is because of this. The average person, when it comes to money, they think you need a lot of it. People, the great Dave Ramsey said that if you manage your outgo, you won't need as much income. What is income? Income is money. Well, I have a very low spending signature. I have a very low living expense. It's not an accident. I have a low spending signature because I don't want to need money like the average person. I wanted to make sure, and I put into motion many, many years ago, a couple of decades now, I put into motion the very existence that I have today concerning my need for money. All go to school to have a better life. And that happens when you create cash flow for yourself. All right. People, as I think about what I'm talking about here tonight, I am saying to myself, I probably should have done this in a couple of episodes. So we're going to talk about the various grades of money. First thing I want to talk about when it comes to money is, how do you get it? People, there are very different, ways of getting money, different sources, different streams. I have multiple streams of income. It's going to stay like that. people, I did bankruptcy services for many years. And the one thing I can tell you when it comes to money is that the average person have about 7 to 8 bills every month. The average person has about 7 to 8 bills every month. Person has about 7 or 8 bills every month, then that person needs money. Now, when I talk about money and I talk about the various ways I talk about, I'm going to talk about anyway, credit cards, stimulus. A lot of individuals don't understand and don't realize that they're getting the stimulus check and they don't realize that they have to pay it back. I don't want no stimulus check. I don't want it. But why a stimulus check? Why even call it a stimulus check? Why not call it a COVID-19 get yourself some check? Why call it a stimulus check? And money, you would know that our very existence, unfortunately, depends on our economy. So, what we are doing now, the government that is, the government is trying to get the economy is now having individuals give them stimulus checks, and they're hoping that you say to yourself, when I get the stimulus check, I'm going to run out and go spend it because my very existence depends on my use of money. So we get a stimulus check. They want you to save your stimulus check. They want you to spend your stimulus check. And when you spend your stimulus check, the stimulus check spending is going to create a false narrative of how we're living. It's not going to be real. It's fake. It's fake. Trump was in office. Donald Trump had the lowest unemployment in 50 years. The reason why Donald Trump had the lowest unemployment in 50 years, because Donald Trump was creating stimulus, was creating a stimulus, but not creating a stimulus from the perspective of issuing us a stimulus check. He was creating stimulus from the perspective of and by way of the economy. People, if you can understand money, when it comes to the stimulus check, you must understand this. At last that I seen, this new stimulus was going to be somewhere in the nature of $1 trillion. We're all getting this money now, and what this stimulus check is going to do, it's going to front the Biden administration a false narrative of how good he's doing. And then what's going to happen is when this guy get out of office, then the next party is going to have to deal with bullcrap. But if you don't know anything, know this. Know this. When it comes to Section 8, when it comes to public housing, when it comes to welfare, those funds for those programs, they come from the working class. Now, people, I'm going to say this. I'm going to go left for a second, something that I normally do. here on the Christopher Smith Show, Blog Talk Radio, 31.1.com FM. I appreciate you for being here. Honestly, you guys could have been anywhere else in the world, but you said, hey, that dude is at it again. You got something to say? You got something you want to add? You can call in at 516-418-5736. Before I did that station break, that plug, I was talking about welfare, public housing, Section 8. The amazing thing about welfare, public housing, and Section 8 is the need for it is understood. The perspective of funding it isn't. So let me make sure you understand what I just said. When it comes to giving away free money, it's never free. The need for it is understood, but the perspective of funding the program isn't. And let me just simplify what I'm about to say. I'm simply say this to give you a narrative of what I just said, what I mean. Excuse me. People, if you got a 9-to-5, you got a call in the morning before you left for work. Hey, what are you up to? I'm about to leave for work. What are you up to? Nothing. I'm just chilling. Okay. Yo, let's hook up for lunch. XYZ. Tomorrow then. I don't know. I'll let you know. Man, dang. How you got all this free time? I don't have a job. How you pay your bills? I get assistance. I get public assistance. People, public assistance isn't paid by the public. That's the biggest scallywag statement in the history of statements. Public assistance is not public. Public assistance is paid for by the working class. So it needs to be called working class assistance. Now, what I said earlier, and I heard what I said because I was sitting here when I said it. I said the program is always understanding. But the way the program funding isn't. That's kind of being a hypocrite. So allow me. If you get up every day and work a 9-to-5, you don't like people that don't. And I don't mean not like people that don't, because they're getting free money. Talking about money here tonight on the Christopher Smith Show, 31.1.com FM. This is a show that throws various topics about things that I like to talk about. It's the first and only thing that bears my name in all my social media platforms that I've had in my life, the Christopher Smith Show. I hope you enjoy it. I'm here weeknights at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I am currently broadcasting tonight out of Chicago, Illinois. So I was smart enough to remember that I am in a different time zone, so I had to get on this thing at 7 o'clock my time, 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Okay. Public housing, Section 8, welfare. These are all free give-me programs. They don't give beans. All these programs offer financial assistance. But how about that person that worked a 9-to-5 and got laid off? How come they can't get endless assistance? People, the amazing thing when it comes to money is, the amazing thing when it comes to our government, the Democrats, and let's be clear, welfare is a program created by Democrats. And it wasn't supposed to be forever, but what the Democrats realize is that they can give people stuff and people will vote for them once they say they're going to take the program away. Don't get me started. But the Democrats started the welfare program. And the Democrats started the welfare program, and their perspective was, we can give, and when they give, they're going to vote for us, so the program is never going away. But you have to ask yourself, why does a person at work don't get assistance, and a person that don't work get assistance? Well, There's a saying. And the saying is keep an honest man honest. And if there's a saying that keeps an honest man honest, and what that saying is of keep an honest man honest is basically saying don't put an honest person in a position where they got to steal. So the same saying goes for keep a bum a bum. Keep a bum a bum. If they was a bum getting assistance, keep them a bum and keep giving them assistance. This is why when individuals say, well, I worked at 9 to 5, how come my unemployment is only good for 16 weeks or, what is it, 26 weeks, and individuals can sit on home on welfare and get it forever? Because you've shown the ability to want to get out and work. So they're going to keep a working man wanting to work. They're going to keep a bum, just like they say, keep an honest man honest. I'm talking about money here tonight on the Christopher Smith Show, and I appreciate you guys for being here. Honestly, you guys could have been anywhere else in the world. Money. I want to talk about money from the perspective of credit cards for a second. People, I have about a dozen credit cards, and about seven or eight of them now have a zero balance. And my credit cards have a zero balance because I tell people that I worked to pay off debt. I don't work to pay bills. And because of my past having bad credit, filing for bankruptcy multiple times, I don't use credit cards like the average individuals use credit cards. So when it comes to credit cards, I use credit cards in a way where I use them to pay for my monthly living expense, but at the end of the month, I pay it off and do the same thing over and over again. I start the cycle all over again, at the beginning of the month. Are credit cards bad? Dave Ramsey would say credit cards are bad. I personally would say user beware. User beware. Credit cards are good to have. As a minority, we need credit. You know, I got credit. My credit fluctuates, goes up and down. And I just don't want it to go down into like jacked up down. So I don't want that to happen. So when it comes to credit cards, user beware, honestly, user beware, because when it comes to credit cards, they are worth it. They do help. There are individuals that don't know how to, they don't know how to use credit cards and just use them modestly. They don't know how to do that. But when it comes to money, let's get down to the meat and potatoes of income versus outgo. People, I know individuals that eat out every day. People, when you eat out every day, that costs money. People, I know individuals that use a premium brand vehicle, drive a premium brand vehicle every day. I drive a Toyota Corolla every day. I know people that live in apartments where they're paying $2,000 a month. I cannot afford to live in a place where the rent is $2,000 a month. As a matter of fact, for my building and my mortgage, don't come to $2,000 a month. No, it doesn't. The building that I rent, Todd Smith Studios, and my mortgage, don't come to $2,000 a month. The average individual are living beyond their means. The average individual, especially the community where I'm from, the average individual lives paycheck to paycheck. I'm just kidding. I live paycheck to paycheck. The average individual lives from payday to the next day. Please allow me. People, paycheck to paycheck is what it's kind of like what a monkey does. A monkey swings from limb to limb. If you get paid on the first of the month and the 15th of the month, that means when you get paid on the 15th, you still have money left over from the 15th. From the first. Hence the term paycheck to paycheck, like a monkey swings from limb to limb. The average person lives from payday to the next day. The average person says, my money is spent before I get it. Why is your money spent before you get it? The reason why your money is spent before you get it is because what you ended up doing was you created outgo before you got the income. Tell you something. I'm going to tell you something. I have the most power in how I move based on a fact. Let me say that again. I have the life that I have due to the fact that I do not have a lot of outgo. What exactly does that mean? That means because I have pause. Because when I get money, it's not spent when I get it. It allowed me to move in a certain from a certain perspective of I don't have to because I don't need to. In the community where I'm from, people, I'm from Newark, New Jersey. In the community where I'm from, leisure seems to be more important than getting out on the grind to make money. So you can be okay. There's a lot of individuals that do things that put a strain on their finances, such as having children, such as buying a car. These things put a strain on your income. What is a premature income? Premature income is an income that needs more coming in. A premature income is an income that has more outgo than income. That's a premature income. If you want to live your life, excuse me, from the perspective or the narrative that I can just do the transaction before I do the math, you have premature income. Your income will never be able to fit the lifestyle and the jam that you put it in. It won't. It won't. You can assume that's not how it works. It's not. And I am a master at that. I am out on the road. For those that don't know, out on the road means I am driving a truck. I'm driving an 18-wheeler. And I have a cooler, and my cooler has two settings, hot or cold. I set the cooler on hot. I put 6 bottled waters in the cooler, which is now hot. Call it a hotter. It's not a cooler. It's a hotter. Yeah, we'll call it a hotter. I got 6 things of bottled water in there. I got 2, count them, 2 20 packs of oatmeal, assorted oatmeals. That's what I eat. I have been out on the road for roughly a week or so now, a little over a week. I probably ate out twice, today being one of them. People, what I'm saying is I monitor my income not just for today, but I monitor my income for tomorrow as well. Monitor your income for today. When you get it tomorrow, you wouldn't be in a jam. You wouldn't. People, sometimes the 2 jobs aren't the answer. Sometimes the answer is just creating a budget. Just create a budget. Give yourself $200. Give yourself $50 a week. Tell yourself no when you spend that $50 up before the next week. Start learning how to borrow money from yourself. When you borrow money from yourself, there's an urge to put that money back. Money is the great equalizer. As the great Mike Tyson said, and I heard what he said, because I was standing there when he said it. Well, I actually wasn't standing there. That just sounds groovy to say, like I know Mike Tyson or something. But no, I don't. To money. Mike Tyson said, money is your God. If you don't think so, try living without it. Good night, y'all.